I've got a problem with no problem. The other day, I went to the store and bought some pens. I gave the cashier, a young woman in her 20s, a $20 bill. She gave me my change, and she gave me my receipt. So far, so good. Then I said, thank you, and she replied, no problem. This was not so good. I thought, no problem? I had not expected this to be a problem. Why would she have a problem with giving me my change? The cost of the pens was $3.15. I paid with a $20 bill. She owed me $16.85. She should not have a problem with giving me my change. In fact, I would very much have a problem with it if she had a problem with it. The problem, I realized, was not in fair business practices like giving change, but in language. As I see it, no problem means it's not a problem, or I have no difficulty with this. If you make a request and the other person says, okay, they'll do it, they can say no problem to show that they are happy to do what you asked, or to say this request can easily be done. The problem with the conversation with the store clerk was that she was using no problem to mean you're welcome. Christine Ammer, in her book, The Facts on File, Dictionary of Clichés, says the phrase no problem originated about 60 years ago in the U.S., but it has connections with the earlier British not to worry, from which comes a later Australian no worries. The phrase no problem has been around for decades and has become more and more popular in English-speaking countries, and has even been used around the world. With this popularity came change. The word is now being used in a different way. The Columbia Guide to Standard American English states that the mindless overuse, or cliché, of no problem has made it grate on the nerves of many standard speakers, particularly when used in response to thank you instead of you're welcome. So, I'm not the only one who has a problem with this. English speakers, beware. Whether English is your first language or second, it's better to say you're welcome when you mean you're welcome. Because if, when you mean you're welcome, you say no problem, then, well, you could have a problem.